Today's episode is brought to you by Prize Picks. Check out PrizePicks.com and use promo code NBA or go to your app store and download the app today. Prize Picks is daily fantasy made easy. Welcome back to Locked On Spurs on the Locked On NBA Network. I'm your host, Jeff Garcia, Spurs beat writer for Ken's 5 in San Antonio. I'm glad to have you back. Hopefully you had a great weekend that you're just stuffed full of Thanksgiving leftovers. I'm sick and tired of leftovers already. I think I'm turkeyed out, pumpkin pie out. At least not until Christmas. Started all over again. But what are we talking about today? Well, we're going to be looking back at that Spurs win over the weekend over Boston and asking, is a win over at least somewhat of a quality team enough to get the Spurs on the right track, picking up more W's and L's? And then we're going to preview tonight's Spurs-Wizards game. To help me do that and more, I am joined by, well, first of all, it's a miracle. I cannot believe that the Quinn Hudson from San Antonio Sports Star is on Lockdown Spurs. Quinn, what do I have the honor? I mean, this is a miracle. It's a Christmas miracle.
I feel like this is something I was knocking on your door, and yet you were summoning me with the bat signal. So this is an alignment of planets, if you will. I've been wanting to come on here. As you know, I am a disgruntled supporter of the San Antonio Spurs, and so I've been wanting to come on here. So I'm glad I'm available, and you had a slot for me to be able to get on today's show as well.
It was to the point where I was going on your show on Sunday afternoon, was calling you out, Quinn. I was calling you out, man. Damn.
Yeah, I felt like I was reliving a scene from Rocky II where he's retired and he's walking the streets and he's basically getting, paper, leaflet paper saying Italian chicken, like, come on the show, come on, first, and kind of like made me come through it. But I wanted to be here. So if that was my strategy to get you to want me, I'm here. I'm here for it, Jeff.
He is Quinn Hudson. He is co-host of The Fantasy Gods and more on over at San Antonio Sports Star. Yes, he's one of the many guys that come on Locked On Spurs over from San Antonio Sports Star to not only help me talk about the Spurs, but also rep what's going on their neck of the woods. Speaking of that, Quinn, what's going on with your show? Tell everybody how they can listen to you.
You can hear me on Sundays from 11 to 1, and we are on Facebook Live as well, San Antonio Sports Star. If you're streaming the Facebook Live, we off of our page, and you also can obviously on our radio station, which is at 1250 AM and 94.5 FM in the San Antonio market. So the first hour is always fantasy, fantasy ball, the fantasy gods. And our second hour is a little bit of a mashup of pop culture headline news. And we just kind of chop it up on headline sports as well. So it's a fun show and it's interactive. So both online and call in. So we're listeners all the time.
Exactly. Yes. Obviously, I've been giving Quinn a little bit of the business lately. My fault. Just, Pleasure and Jimenez and Medina, they love to hog up all the spots, man. So we finally got you a spot on Lockdown Spurs. Especially that Jimenez guy, man. He loves coming on.
Oh, man. That guy, he has no – the motor never turns off. So I'm glad to be getting played with. if you will, I'm the primo of the lineup. Ooh. I'm primo. I have talent. Primo. I'm new, but I am always, they've got me in other places. So they don't always let me get on a big stage. Although I will say, just like with primo, I could deliver if you give
that
me
that. You chance. Have. I've heard you on air, man. If you've taken it to the Spurs whenever they're dropping L's. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, I guess maybe this is a bad time for you to come on because they picked up a W ahead of tonight's game versus the Wizards. Before we talk about tonight's game, let's look back at that win over Boston. So many things that I liked, Quinn. I liked the fact that they mounted a lead immediately. That was good. I liked the fact that they came back from a deficit after blowing a huge lead. I thought that was good. DeJounte Murray, everything was working well for San Antonio against Boston. Now, before we get to the big question, Quinn, I want to get your thoughts on that game. Did you like what you see out of this Spurs game? Are you more of the Quinn Hudson of, you know what, let me see if they do it again?
No, I absolutely liked what I saw in this game. And to your point, it is great to see, even if they did blow a lead, it to show some resiliency and to fight back and to be able to pull that game out. Boston, although they're still trying to formulate who their identity is, when you watch Boston, right, obviously they've got the main players. You've got Brown and you've got certainly Tatum, the catalyst of that team. They go as those two star players go. However, there is other talent on that roster, and I feel like the Spurs match up best, even though those two premier, really perennial all-star players. I do believe the Spurs match up with players like that, particularly teams that are not, and I know this is not a knock against Jakob Poeltl, but the Spurs match up well with teams that are not strong where they're not strong. So if it's a perimeter player's athleticism and players that can get after it and create their own shot, that sort of thing with the Spurs, they match up well with those type of teams. It's when a team has dominant post presence in their front court that give the Spurs fits. So the fact that I don't believe Boston really has that, although they do have, you know, they've got the Cantors and they've got Williams, they've got these serviceable players. Horford in there as well. But I believe the Spurs can match up with those type of teams, and I absolutely loved it. To me, that game is a reason why I believe this season should not be salvaged. It's a demonstration that the Spurs can compete with quality teams.
I look back at that game, and another, I guess, check mark that I like was they did it without perhaps one of their better players, and that was Devin Vassell. He did not suit up against Boston, still nursing an injury. He's questionable tonight versus Washington. Again, we'll talk about that later on. Again, just proving that other people, did the next step, you know, to fill in the gap while Vassell is out. Obviously, Murray was just a beast, especially in the final seconds of the game to ice the game for San Antonio. But you saw other players step up. I'm looking at this win, Quinn. Is it too much for me to say this could be a launching pad for the team to pick up some more W's and L's? Or do you think that they're just going to default to that win one, lose three, win one, lose four kind of thing?
I actually think this is a springboard. The Spurs, you know, we've moved away from the veterans on the team, so they're a very young team. And so obviously Popovich is going to have them professionally mature, but there is still the experience level that they have to go through. And that's why I think we see some of these peaks and valleys with this young Spurs roster. However, I absolutely believe that this should demonstrate. I do believe the Spurs will compete very well with Eastern Conference teams. When you look at the West, it is tough. It's a tough gauntlet. And if you look at the standings, just to see where it is, I try to tell myself, where can the Spurs get in to get to the bubble? You know, I mean, and then when you look up and you see who's sitting there, even Sacramento is not an easy out. And then you see the Lakers, who've been underperforming, and with LeBron out and even with him in, they haven't really established their cohesiveness with that roster. I think the Spurs are going to struggle in the West, particularly because most of the Western Conference teams have dominant and very versatile big men. That's going to be be problematic for the Spurs. But if they do well against the East, they can level this out and beat the teams they're supposed to beat. This is not a stellar team. They're much too talented and deep, as you pointed out. Without Vassell, they can still compete with quality teams because they do have enough people on that roster that they can interchange and be interchangeable parts.
All right, NBA fanatics, have you heard about Prize Picks? Prize Picks is a daily fantasy made easy. I love this, and I know you will too. Prize Picks has the best NBA DFS prop game on the market. And Prize Picks offers more NBA props than any other DFS prop operator and offers all the superstar players as well as bench players, only recording a handful of minutes each game. Prize Picks offers any prop you can think of, from yardage to touchdowns, even interceptions thrown. Use promo code NBA the next time you are there, and you will get a 100% instant deposit match up to $100 by using that promo code NBA. Use the award-winning app on both the App Store and Google Play. Entries can be made in 60 seconds or less. It's that easy. Price Picks is safe and offers fast withdrawals. Don't hesitate. Check out PricePicks.com. Use promo code NBA or go to the App Store and download the app today. Price Picks is daily fantasy made easy. Does this sound familiar to you? You get one device that lets you catch the game live. another that lets you stream your favorite shows while you watch sports highlights on your phone, and you got your neighbor's best friends log in for the good stuff. Yeah, we all been there. Well, I want to talk to you about a simple way to get all the entertainment you love without the hassle, and a great way to finally get your TV together. It's called DirecTV Stream, and it brings your live TV and on-demand favorites together like never before. So you can watch now your favorite sports, movies, and all the shows in one place. That means no more juggling remotes and no need to buy another device ever again. And the best part, there's no annual contract. So get rid of the clutter and the confusion and get your TV together with DirecTV Stream. You can learn more at DirecTV.com. That's DirecTV.com. Compatible device required. Content varies by package. Yeah, and in that game against Boston, you saw Keldon Johnson, you know, just really bring the energy with that big dunk he had on that poor soul. Hopefully the funeral went well for that Boston player because Keldon just put one on him. You had Derek White actually score something that he hasn't really been doing that great of. You know, 17, he had double-figure score, but still, you know, hopefully that's a good sign of things. Him, Lonnie Walker with 10 points off the bench. The bench chipped in. Again, good signs. My fear, though, is that, and you mentioned it right now, that there's a young team. And what have we heard so far from this past season? Especially Vassell, when he went off on the team after that embarrassing loss to Minnesota, saying, we get complacent after wins. Is that something that Spurs fans are just going to have to live with if the Spurs were to drop another game, let's say tonight against Washington, just them still trying to figure out what it takes to maintain that positiveness, that winning mentality moving forward? Because we haven't seen it that much this year. I mean, they're, look at the record. I mean, they're not winning, Quinn.
Yeah, that's the thing, Jeff. I think they absolutely, this is, if you've been watching, fans who've been watching the Spurs, they know the most frustrating thing this season is even when they had losses, they were still in a lot of these games. So this is the one of the things, the record doesn't necessarily reflect their competitiveness and that they really have had a chance to have a better record. I know you are what your record says you are, but I think it demonstrates when they are able to overcome adversity within the game and still pull out a victory, it demonstrates they could string along some victories. Although tonight's game is not going to be an easy out.
Yeah, and it won't be an easy out. And I would just hope that the Spurs just learn now how to maintain winning, because they made it very known that they cannot maintain the winning after wins. As I mentioned earlier, when what's his name, Vassell, was just like, what are we doing here? You know, we got to clean this up. We get complacent. They cannot get complacent because, as Pop has said throughout the season, this team needs to be on their game for 48 minutes. They can't afford any letdowns. They don't have that superstar that's going to carry them to victory. So, yeah, the Spurs definitely got to keep this mojo going. And hopefully they'll do that tonight against the Washington Wizards. We're talking with Quinn Hudson. He is the 2020 ESPN SA, now San Antonio Sports Star, Rock the Mic champion. Make sure to follow him on Twitter at Quinn Hudson. That's two N's. And of course, the Fantasy Gods on San Antonio Sports Star every Sunday. Quinn, let's talk about tonight's game, Spurs Wizards. You know, Wizards. Oh, yeah, they're a good team. They're not your old Wizards anymore. This is a very good team, one of the better teams, surprising teams this year. Let's talk about Washington. Are you surprised by their success so far this season?
I am. I am surprised, although I shouldn't be. I shouldn't be. I have always felt like Washington was a combination of injuries and poorly put together roster that they just didn't mesh. Whether you're talking about Westbrook or John Wall, I think Bradley Beal has always needed a complimentary guard, not a ball dominant guard. Dinwiddie is a great guard that plays alongside of him. People forget before the Brooklyn Nets brought on went to the KD and the Kyrie show and the Harden show, the Brooklyn Nets made the playoffs. With LeVert and Dinwiddie and Allen, and they had these players that played, and they had this continuity. And I get it. Brooklyn was like, we're swinging for the fences. We're going to bring in. We got this salary cap, and they brought in big players. But Dinwiddie was one of those players that was just a tough physical guard that could facilitate and could get you quality buckets. And now you've got Bradley Beal playing loose and knowing the ball's coming back to him. They go get Kuzma. Montrezl Harrell, why on earth he couldn't get minutes playing with the Lakers last year in the playoffs?
Oh my goodness,
I really think that was a big misstep on the Lakers' part by not trusting that that's the kind of guy you need on the floor because he's going to do the dirty work. I call him a poor man's Ben Wallace. You know, I feel like he's that guy. He's undersized, but he plays like a big man, and he's just tough. So this is not going to be an easy out. I think Kuzma gives him that versatility. They've got young, talented, athletic players, and I think for tonight's matchup, it's going to be tough player to player matching up with the Wizards, who have definitely surprised people in the East this year.
Of the five Spurs wins, four of those against the Eastern Conference teams. So they got Spurs got that going for them tonight versus Washington. Another thing that you mentioned earlier, and I think it plays into tonight's game, is Wizards don't really have a high-profile big. They really don't. Again, they're very guard, you know, heavy. You know, you got Holiday, you obviously got Beal, you know, you got Kuzma there, you got Kispert. But, you know, do you think that could play into the Spurs' hands for them to get their first win streak of the season?
I do for that very reason. I believe the Spurs will have the ability to switch out on players from positions 1 through 4. And even in the 5 spot, they don't pose that kind of dominant threat in the post that they could not handle, that our front court could not handle. And I feel like if you're going bucket for bucket and extending the perimeter, and if they play good 3-point play defense out on the perimeter, they will force the game to play right into the Spurs' strength. I think the Spurs have the ability to put the ball on the floor. They can go to the rim, but at the same time, they've got players that can beat people off the dribble and really can put a lot of pressure on the Wizards on their switches because all their players are not as versatile on matchups. So I like the Spurs' chances against the Eastern Conference team, but against this Wizards team, they're going to have to be on. Their perimeter shooting is going to have to be on tonight.
The Spurs come in 5-13. The Wizards 13-7. Again, one of the surprising teams so far in this very young NBA season. Now, the Wizards are on a 2-game win streak, Quinn, and they're 6-5 on the road. And by the way, that 2-game win streak is on the road. So they actually have a 2-game road winning streak going from them. You know, look at tonight's matchup. One thing I want to look at, and I think that's lending to the Wizards having a good season, is their ability to get to the free throw line. So, you know, you look at that, you know, they get to the charity stripe, you know, a lot. They have 5 consecutive games, Quinn, of more free throw attempts than their opponent. Spurs got to play clean because you're just basically giving Wizards free points on a team that can just score in high volume, Quinn.
Right. And that's a great call out on that, too. And I think that's one of the things about the Wizards that when you watch them and you watch them play, they have the athletes. You've got Pope. You know, these guys, you know, some of these guys seem like they were just like ancillary throw-ins in the trades and moving. They were like Laker perimeter players around the LeBron facilitation, stand out there and shoot when I pass it to you. But when you look at these players, you know, Caldwell Pope is a very versatile player who can definitely put the ball on the floor. He can get to the rim. Bradley Beal's versatile. You mentioned Holiday. Now, they've got perimeter shooters, but Kyle Kuzma is very versatile, very underrated. Recently, there was, you know, the Wizards beat the Dallas Mavericks, and when you watched how they were playing against them, you saw they were getting buckets inside and out, really creating a lot of havoc, a lot of movement off the ball, and they were attacking the rim. So when you got guys like Gafford and these in-between hybrid kind of players, and then there's this person that we don't really want to talk about whose name is Bertans. There's a guy named Bertans that's on there. Yeah, that guy, you know. So, you know, don't get me started about I'm a believer. If the Spurs would have trusted in the players that they had that fit the system that worked, I believe the Spurs would be better today. They would be the Phoenix Suns if the Spurs had kept who they that worked. Yes, because you know, Jeff, I get triggered on this. You go back 2 years ago in the bubble in Orlando, you had 3 budding young teams that were showing a lot of promise. Phoenix, Memphis, and San Antonio. And the only one of those 3 that's gone in the other direction as the one that chose, for God only knows reasons, they chose to hang on to the veterans, hang on to LaMarcus Aldridge, hang on to keep DeMar DeRozan, not get the bang for your buck, not make the trades, and go with the youth movement earlier and let them get that experience. But I digress.
Celebrate the freedom of choice with Built Bar. Did you know you can choose from many delicious flavors at Built Bar? Well, you can get coconut, raspberry, mint brownie, salted caramel, strawberry. The list goes on and on. There's definitely a flavor for each and every Built Bar fan. And hey, look, if you feel like you're going to miss out, they have the mix box. You'll get two of each of the 9 flavors. Not only are Built Bar flavors the best tasting, they're also healthy too. 17 to 18 grams of protein, calories ranging from 130 to 180, only 4 to 5 grams of sugar, and only 4 to 5 grams of net carbs. Amazing flavors, all tasty, all healthy. Order today. Get the grasshopper cookie or raspberry or whatever you like. Built Bar is the official protein bar of the U.S. track and field team. That is pretty cool. Go to Built.com right now and get yourself 15% off your order. That's Built.com, 15% off. Once again, at Built.com. It's that time of year again, and all eyes are turning to football as teams are back in the gridiron to start the football season. As always, BetOnline, your number one spot for all the pro and college football action this season. Get all the updated odds, props, and contests, including online's biggest $500,000 NFL mega contest and the world's largest $200,000 NFL survivor contest open now at BetOnline. Head to the website, betonline.ag. Or use your mobile device to sign up today and get yourself a 100% welcome bonus. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports. From football, basketball, boxing, right down to your favorite Vegas casino games. Don't wait and take advantage of all the great offers available for the 2021 season. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Use promo code LOCKEDON.
You definitely digress. Yeah. That triggers you a lot. You know, looking back at what could have been, I always felt that they should have pulled the plug when Kawhi said adios to San Antonio. I think that they should have pulled the plug and say, you know, we got to redo this because LMA, he's good, but he won't lead you to the promised land. DeMar is good, but he doesn't have the proof that he can lead a team to the promised land. Kawhi obviously did. Yeah. But yeah. I mean, but look, it, you know, it is what it is. They have this team in front of them and that's what they got to do. They got to work with what they got. But No, I know this is Locked On Spurs, but I'm actually interested in seeing how Beal plays. He's having a resurgence this year. I mean, just playing really well. You know, no more John Wall there, you know, to, you know, share the ball with. It's all him. Do you think he is going to prove to be the thorn in the Spurs side tonight? Or could it be a guy like Kuzma or just somebody else on that roster?
I think the Spurs need to play the Wizards straight up. I do. Bradley Beal, while he is certainly, this is a resurgent year, I think he is playing a lot freer. I think he has the ball more, which you know you're just not going to do when you're playing next to Westbrook.
Yeah, you're not.
Or John Wall.
Yeah.
So he's handling the ball a lot. You see Dinwiddie playing off guard. You see him almost looking like he's running point. And so he's got the ball in his hand. He's making, he's facilitating, he's creating good, clean looks for his teammates. And at the same time, he doesn't have to be a volume shooter to be efficient. So this is going to be one of those things. But Kuzma is a very versatile player. You have to play him honest. You literally have to, you can't look at him as just a perimeter player because he's crafty. He gets inside. Right. If you leave him unguarded, he puts the ball on the floor. So I look for the Spurs to not necessarily have to scheme against Bradley Beal. I mentioned that they have to have perimeter shooting because Washington will absolutely shoot the three. Yeah. But I believe more importantly, they are going to have to match up and play these guys that have effective team defense to get a win tonight.
Beal comes in averaging 23 points per game, 5.2 rebounds, 5.9 assists, 1.1 steals. Isn't that hot from the three-point line, 27% this season? But nevertheless, you know, as you mentioned earlier, the Wizards are definitely, you know, they got themselves some shooters. They definitely do.
And to that point, Jeff, real quick, I think that's one of the things that's hurting Bradley Beal, and you'll see it tonight. A lot of times he is handling the ball, and he's not really that hardened kind of player where he's like the ball stop. But Bradley Beal has not really been that dribble, pull up, you know, get a jab step, get a shot. And you'll see him a lot of times. Now, with the ball and taking that look when he used to be more of a catch and shoot, come around shooting and rhythm kind of player.
You know, something to look out for is that 3-point line. The Wizards are 11-1 this season when they have a higher 3-point percentage than their opponent. So if that shot is falling for them tonight, you know, might be a very, very long night for the Spurs. I think the Wizards are actually one of the best teams when it comes to the three shot this season.
Yeah, they've got Nito. Guys out there. Yes.
Yeah.
They're very talented. You know what? And when you look at it, Jeff, the Wizards are tailor-made to create havoc in the East. I think Atlanta kind of showed it last year, a formula for it, as did the New York Knicks. But I think when you look at the makeup of that team, it's very similar to that of what Miami did 2 years ago. You know, you've got a athletic forward, you've got a you know, quality, you know, banger in the paint, a Adebayo kind of player that just gets rebounds and can run picks and dive cuts to the rim. And at the same time, you put some perimeter shooters out there like a Tyler Hero and Duncan Robinson and got these guys that can put the ball up there. And now you've got this formula that creates havoc inside out. And I think that's what Washington has adopted. And it's going to be tough. But I like, you know me, man, I believe the Spurs, they've got four very versatile players that are in the lineup still tonight without Vassell that I believe they match up very well with the Wizards. I like the Spurs' chances.
Yeah, and in the last two games, the Spurs have recorded more assists than their opponent. So I think that needs to continue tonight versus Washington. But I also want to keep an eye on a couple of points in the game. If I'm a Spurs fan, I'm keeping an eye on that halftime score at home. Excuse me. The Spurs are 0-5 this season when they're trailing at halftime at home. And for the Wizards, the Wizards on the road. When the Wizards are on the road and they're leading after the third period, they're undefeated this season. So a couple of key points about tonight's two teams. Again, Spurs are 0-5 this season at home when they're trailing at halftime. And the Wizards are undefeated this season when they're leading after the third. So once they get a hold on that lead, man, they don't let go.
What a tough stat that is.
Yeah, that's tough, man. He is Quinn Hudson. Make sure to follow him on Twitter, at Quinn Hudson. He is a 2020 ESPN SA, now San Antonio Sports Star, Rock the Mic champion. And he's also doing his thing every Sunday. You can listen to him on, again, San Antonio Sports Star Radio, and doing the Fantasy Gods and much, much more. You also help in that halftime show, right? So once in a while, I've seen you on there.
Yes, yeah. So they move me around, and I fill in on slots at the halftime and even at the blitz. You know, Jason Minix has, I think he has like 3 months of PTO. So he just started, he pretty much takes days whenever he wants. And so, of course, the guys love, just like anybody else, we love to get called up from Austin when we get to be put in the lineup, man. So put me in the game, coach.
Yeah, absolutely. But by the way, you know, you do a bang-up job. You and Medina every Sunday on the Fantasy Gods, and it must have been brutal for you to see your Cowboys get that L against the Raiders, huh?
It was very tough because there was a lot of things in that game that, you know, despite the injuries, and that's not the reason why they lost. Despite the injuries, they had an opportunity, and I really believe that the offensive coordinator, Kellen Moore, I feel like he did not play to the team's strength in that game. The offensive line was struggling, and they did not try to establish the running game, only ran the ball 19 times in that game. When you have two of arguably the, I'd say only Cleveland has a better 1-2 running back punch, and they didn't do it, and they kind of put themselves into a pass happy without the two best receivers, and that's a recipe of disaster.
Yeah. Again, another reason why you got to check out Quinn on San Antonio Sports Star every Sunday for the Fantasy Guys. You get all that and much, much more. Cowboys talk, UTSA football talk, Spurs talks, and so much more. All right, before I put a wrap on this episode of Locked On Spurs, Quinn, let's go back to tonight's game, Spurs-Wizards. How's it going down?
I look for it to be a low-scoring game. I think the Spurs are going to be the catalyst on the perimeter and try to take away the 3 points. Yes, I do see it to be a low-scoring game. I'm going to call it. It's going to be a Spurs victory, and the score is going to be 84-75.
Low-scoring game. That is a very low-scoring game. And this is coming from a – because you're not a full Spurs fan, right? I know you're a Mavericks fan. So
I am, you're right. I'm a Dallas Maverick fan by heart. I have the original Jason Kidd jersey when he was first drafted. I have a Jim Jackson jersey. I went to a basketball camp that had Mark Aguirre there, so he was my first professional player. But ironically, the second player I ever met was Johnny Moore from the Spurs. I'm a Mavericks fan, but not a Spurs hater. I root for the city that I live in. I want to see the Spurs do well. I'm probably more frustrated than a lot of regular Spurs fans. But I do like the Spurs tonight, but I like them uglying up this game.
You know, that's the way they're gonna have to win. But as for me, you know, ugly it up, isn't it? But for me, I think the Spurs get an L tonight, man. I just think they got that Washington has too much firepower in the offensive end, especially from three. So I'm keeping an eye on that three line tonight. And if the Spurs can defend it, I think they got a good shot. But whoo, the Wizards are coming in hot. And, you know, it's to that. I never thought I've experienced it once. But in recent years, I never thought I'd look at the Spurs as that team that teams look at as their automatic L. I mean, seriously, I was watching the Boston feed during the recent Spurs Celtics game.
Yes.
And during their broadcast to Boston fans, they're telling their Boston fans at halftime how this Spurs matchup is the easy game because after that they had a bunch of teams. They said, "Oh, they should be able to beat this easy team." It's so like that. It's like that now, Quinn. It's like that.
It's so. I heard. I was watching NBA TV. I think it was a week ago, and they literally call them the woeful Spurs. The woeful Spurs.
It's like that now.
So I get triggered because I believe, and I know you've acknowledged it too as well. Although they're a young talented team, they have talent, and so they don't have all the pieces. No one will argue that. We know the Spurs don't have all the pieces, so there's work to be done as far as building up the talent level. But right. I do think they're a competitive bunch, and they are well coached. And I don't think they're an easy L, even if people are anticipating
right.
it. But if that motivates these young players, then good.
Yeah. I'm slapping that audio clip on all their lockers. I'm sending it to them in an email or text. Okay, watch this. Watch this, guys. This is what they think of you. I'm serious. If I'm the coaching staff, I'm doing that. Hey, before I let you go again, can we give a salute to former Spurs guard Beno Udrih? He announced his retirement from basketball. I don't know if you remember Beno. Do you?
I do remember him. And yes, let's give a salute to him because I think one of the great things about the Spurs is, and you look in the history of the Spurs, there have been players like Beno that just fit the system. Pop put them in a position to be successful, and they were great pieces around talented players. And yes, definitely a staple. People recognize his name still, and he was a contributor to the Spurs. And big ups to him and his very, very successful NBA career. You play as long as you play, it's worth it.
Yeah, he actually won two titles with San Antonio early in his NBA career. He was brought in to back up Tony. But during his short time in San Antonio, the Spurs also brought in guys like Van Exel and Jacques Vaughn. So that really put a crimp in what he could do. But I forgot this. He actually won. I think it was the 2004. I'll look that up right now. NBA Rookie of the Month Award.
Whoa.
Let me share it for you. Yeah. Yeah. In December 2004, he won the NBA Rookie of the Month Award. That's how good he was. He was actually not a bad player. He just couldn't get a break in San Antonio.
That's the thing. I mean, you know, I think a lot of times where players end up, sometimes you might be at the beneficiary of being on a talented roster, or you might be on a not so talented roster and then not win. So it's kind of like a pick your poison in that dynamic. But yeah, I think he definitely had some talent. And when he had his moments, that's why he's memorable.
Yeah. Yeah, he definitely had his season. I think with Sacramento, he played well. With Memphis, he played very well. He's now with the Pelicans. He's a player development coach. So it looks like coaching is in his blood now, and he wants to pursue that. So good luck to him. I know he's been around the Spurs. I think it was last year or the year before. It was either bubble year or last year, whatever it was. Just stopping by to say hi, and I think he's still trying to pick the brain of Popovich, you know, as far as becoming a coach. So wouldn't be surprised to see him pick up that mantle. It's usually those kind of players that end up being coaches, like your Jacques Vaughns, You're Beto Udrich now. You know, they're going to be the next wave of coaches. I mean, look who's on the Spurs roster. There's a former Sacramento big that's on the roster. Oh, my God. I forgot his name. I want to look it up right now. But Darius Sungalia.
Oh.
Darius Sungalia. He used to be a big for the Kings. And now he's an assistant coach for the Spurs. Yep. So look at that. Quinn, one more time, tell everybody they can check you out over at San Antonio Sports Star.
Please tune in on Facebook Live on the San Antonio Sports Star Facebook page, or you can we stream it. You can also listen to us. It's on at AM 1250, 94.5 every Sunday from 11 to 1. Fantasy football, we talk Spurs, Cowboys, and a lot much more pop culture movies. We talked Christmas movies this week, and I didn't get that from you, Jeff, but man, we're going to catch up with you on that too.
Christmas movies. Yes. Okay, I'll give you my quick ones. Movies. Okay, not TV shows.
We did top three. Top three today. Top three.
Top three movies?
Top three Christmas movies.
Movies. Okay. You got to put up the A Christmas Story up there. You got to throw it up there. Because it's on heavy rotation. You can't escape it.
It is. I mean, it's quality.
I would throw in there Christmas Vacation.
Okay. Number one. That's my number one.
Okay. Well, I'm just giving you my three. No particular order. Just the three.
Okay. Christmas Story, Christmas Vacation.
Man, oh man, this was tough.
Okay. I'm gonna give you mine, then maybe it'll trigger one for you. Mine was Elf, Christmas Vacation, and Bad Santa.
Bad Santa. I think that gets lost in the mix.
It does get lost in the mix, but I think it is classic.
Would you consider
it's a stop down watch for me?
Would you consider Krampus a Christmas movie? That horror movie?
Yes, I
that
would.
Horror Christmas
yes.
movie? You would?
Yeah.
I would. Like it because it's like so stupidly just stupid, you know? But...
Yes. Yes.
And we
measured it by that, and that's how we measured it. We measured it by the type of Christmas movie that you would stop down and watch. If it's on, you're gonna watch it.
If that's the case, then for me, then one movie that I will stop and watch is Jingle All the Way.
Oh,
with Arnie, yeah,
I'll go with Jingle All the Way. You know what? I haven't seen that one in a while, but I do like that movie.
Yep, Jingle All the Way, and then like a close third would be Gremlins, because Gremlins was set in Christmas.
Yes, it was. And by the way, Brandon Big Poppy Medina actually tried to throw in Child's Play, which I fought him tooth and nail on that one. Just because there was Christmas in it, then no, we're not going to make that a Christmas movie. Child's Play is not a Christmas movie.
Even though you see, you get all this and more by listening to the Fantasy Gods every Sunday on San Antonio Sports Star. Hey, but we're out of time. We want to definitely say thank you for tuning in to Locked On Spurs and making it your first listen of each and every day. Check it out on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play. Tell your smart speaker to play Locked On Spurs. It's like that, Quinn. Got my smart speakers playing Locked On Spurs now. So for Quinn, let's see, Christmas Movies Hudson, I am Jeff Garcia. We're going to put a lock on this episode of Locked On Spurs.